Biff Naked. She is live on the line right now, coming to Pigeon Lake Music Festival for August long weekend. Dancy, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven, Biff.
Oh my gosh. Hello. Hello. Happy summer.
Yes. Happy summer. You know, I think the last time you were on air here, you talked to Shannon from the morning show. Is that right?
Oh gosh. That would have been a while ago.
Yeah. That was probably a while ago. You're coming back to Edmonton. Any fond, memorable, notable memories that stand out for you when you think of the Edmonton area?
Are you kidding me? I would live in Edmonton if I could. Edmonton is like Canada's Duluth. It is filled with nice people and an amazing arts and music scene, and of course a fantastic food scene. But all over the world, everybody knows about Red. They know about the West Edmonton Mall. They
yeah.
know about White Avenue. And of course, it's the home of the original Chai Pig from SNFU.
There you go. Like, see, you know more Edmonton than I've talked to everybody, from Burton Cummings to Randy Bachman. And you know Edmonton more than these guys know Edmonton. I'm sure of it.
I have been playing in Edmonton since 1989, since I was a kid, since I was underage. And Edmonton is always one of my favorite places to play.
I'm going to guess, since you were playing in 89, you probably played at the old Bronx before it turned into the Rev and the Starlight Room.
I played at the Bronx, yes. Oliver was the guy there, the Bronx, the Rev, Starlight Room. I played at Polish Hall. Like, I mean,
Polish Hall, wow. Sidetrack Cafe, yeah. Sidetrack Cafe. You ever play the Sidetrack back in the days?
Yeah, back in the day, baby.
Awesome. So, you know, I think I seen you live for the first time. It was going to be like mid-90s, one of those alternative edge fests, I think it was, at the Commonwealth Stadium. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely. It was Edge Fest was an incredible opportunity for me. It really was. The Tea Party was on that bill.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Good was on the bill. Rusty. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, as one of the only females back in the day to be on all of these, you know, guy bills, guy rock bills. It was, I was always really honored. I knew it was a real privilege and I never wanted to squander it.
Yeah, like, let's talk about that, because it's no big secret that, you know, the music industry in general, and we're not talking just rock and roll, but the music industry has always been pretty male dominant. And for you, I feel like in Canada especially, you were one of these figures for our women that made them want to pick up a guitar, that made them want to sing a song, that made them want to scream at the top of the lungs. Do you feel that way, that you kind of had that role as a mentor for younger women?
Oh, I sure hope so. You know, like, to me, that just warms my heart. It makes me so happy. You know, I had mentors, I had role models, but mostly they were all guys. So, you know, to hear that is, like, really amazing.
Yeah, and coming to Edmonton, playing the Edmonton area for the Pigeon Lake Music Festival, have you ever been out that way, just south of the city?
Oh, it's so beautiful. You know, it's, as some people might say, it's God's country, but Pigeon Lake is going to be an amazing festival this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I personally have not been out there yet. I'm hoping this is going to be my first year. And Kim Mitchell's on the bill. The Trues are on the bill. The Odds are on the bill. Biff Naked, of course, is on the bill. They have a stacked lineup, and I'm super stoked that you're a part of it this year.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I couldn't be more delighted.
Now, what has Biff Naked got on the go these days? Got a new album in the works. What's on the go for Biff these days?
Yeah, this year is our 25th anniversary of I Bifficus. So we're doing a lot of shows in support of that album. And we've been making a new record since the beginning of the pandemic, which kind of put our release back a couple different times. But I'm glad that it did, because now, you know, we've been able to reimagine things. Like, I've never had vinyl in my career. Never wanted to, and never had vinyl. And this year I finally went, oh, all right. So now we're finally making vinyl versions of all the records, and the new record is included in that.
Yeah, I'm a vinyl collector from back in the day before it even went away. I kept all my old vinyl, but now it seems like all these people, it's kind of trendy and everybody's buying vinyl again. So you got to kind of, you know, come with the times, I guess. So I'm glad to hear that your catalog's coming on vinyl. I might have to pick up one of those albums. Yeah, let's take it back to Purge, to 2001. I Love Myself Today. This is still, how old now? 20 years old? We're going to say 20 years old, 21 years old.
Yeah.
And this is like today, in today's world with our young women and our women and mental health and things like that. I Love Myself Today. I feel like this has been an anthem since it came out and is still an anthem today for women empowerment to love themselves. How awesome does it feel to send that message to women?
You know what? I've never played a show without that song as the finale, and I never will. It always puts a smile on my face, and it puts a smile on everyone else's face because it feels good to shout it out loud. That's a good mantra.
Yeah, fair enough. Awesome. Once again, speaking with Biff Naked, she's coming to town playing the Pigeon Lake Music Festival August long weekend. We can't wait to see you, Biff, and safe travels, and we'll see you out there at Pigeon Lake.
I can't